Hello, welcome back to another episode of Seeking Scale. Andy, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, man, it's good. I have, you know, it's interesting. So you mentioned like one of the first things after we started talking was like, hey, you've been more active on Twitter lately. and it's interesting because like several people have mentioned it. I think because I didn't do anything at all for a long time.
Would you even just, like things? Like I'll like things and I'll occasionally retweet something, but I don't know if I've ever tweeted something.
Yeah, that basically. And even like I would go weeks without opening the app or logging in. Yeah. And I mean, this is a huge tangent from like our main topic, but it's interesting because like there are people in our industry. Well, I'll just say like, I think like Justin Jackson has grown Transistor almost entirely, I'll say very much largely on his personal brand. Right. And I think there are a lot of people who have done that to like some decent scale with their businesses. And so as I've been more involved in marketing, I kind of ask myself, and I asked this on Twitter, it's like, hey, what would happen if instead of 2,000, I had 100,000 followers? You know, what impact to our business would that have? And I got some really interesting feedback. I think the most interesting was from Yoast, right? Yoast. And he was like, if you write about podcasting, it'll have an impact. If you write about business, nobody's going to buy your podcasting software because you seem smart in business. And so that was interesting.
Right. You can't be known as the business guy. You got to be known as the podcast guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, whatever. I think I'm still going to tweet about business because it's what I like and marketing and stuff. But the topic we're going to talk about today was interesting because I talked about like some productivity stuff and got some really good feedback from a couple of folks. And so I think that we'll talk about that today. So I think this is very much your like a bunch of stuff that people do isn't really effective, you know, especially like in the productivity and delegation kind of space. And so I think that what we're going to talk about today is like delegation and focus maybe. And I think it's apropos for you, like having a baby at home and not a lot of time to work is like, how are we thinking about focus and delegation and stuff? And so my huge long way to get here was that like, I actually had a positive dialogue on Twitter, which was cool and added value to my life. So I'll be sticking around for a little bit to hopefully have more of that in the future.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I've said in the past that I respect people who can set like false limitations, false deadlines, whatever, like just be like, okay, like at this time I'm going to do this, but I will not do that. I wrote this. It's like, no, like I'm just going to do it. Like if it's something like that, I'm really trying hard to like to fight, to break some habit or to start doing something else. Like just me, like making that commitment to myself for definitely for worse, just, it's not going to work. And so leading up to the baby, that was a pretty big forcing function where I was like, okay, like I've got to get this shit together. I made really good progress there. It was like having the baby has definitely been a step change from that. Because like, no, like I just can't do all these things. And so I think the biggest part has just been not even being able to like I can no longer rationalize, have an excuse, whatever else. Like, no, like I just can't, these things will not get done if they rely on me. There's no way around it. And so that has been stressful, but also good in the sense, so like
liberating kind of.
Yeah. And it's actually like making,
no way.
I like getting things off my plate or just not doing them. And a lot of it is, so Madison, my assistant, started part-time probably a month ago and was just focused on some of the more process-driven marketing things that happen every day, every week, whatever. And she's been doing a great job of that, but started full-time this week when I came back, even though I'm part-time. I'm like, honestly, right now, the vast majority of what she does outside of the responsibility she already had is really just like kind of holding me accountable, where it's not even like her directly because she's not comfortable enough to do that after we haven't been working together that long. But it's just like, okay, like I've told her that every day at this time we have a standing call. We're going to go through my inbox. We're going to go through Slack. We're going to go through Discord. We're going to go through my pile of letters that have been sitting on the floor for a week and just decide like, what do we do with these? And at this point, it's like, she's not making that decision, but she's getting a better idea of like how I work and how I like sort through things. But it's been amazing just forcing me to do it because the last month with the baby, even if something is going to take me like a minute, 2 minutes to do, I'll just put it off. Like if it's like, oh, I have to think a little bit about how to respond to this, I'm just not going to even do it. it's like the inbox started piling up, or these like random things. I just like, yeah, I'll deal with that later. But this is, I think I need that for a bit to focus on the more important things. But now that we're getting kind of more of a routine around the house and everything, it's like, okay, like I just need to reply to these things like right away. And for me, it's always been, yeah, like the getting things done mentality of, if it takes less than 2 minutes to do it right when you see it. And it's like, yeah, that's great in principle, but it's not always, for me at least, it's not always that easy to actually like stick to it. But when I like literally have someone on the call with me going through it, I'm going to do it. And that has been huge. And I think over time, I'm going to start delegating more of those things. And I do like the, not even that long term, but kind of like in a month from now, I would guess that like the plan is for her to do that first pass through my inbox, through everything else. And then just when I get on the call, it can be, okay, like half this shit was just like, all these emails were just like bills and things we can just archive. So I did that. Okay, here are the things that came in. This is what I would guess you would respond to it. Let me know your thoughts. I'll tweak it and get it sent. These are the ones I need your help on. What should I do here? And then go for it. And like, that's where we're going. But honestly, just forcing me to follow the process that I really should be doing has been huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So she's full-time now. And I forget the site that you found her through.
It was Great Assistant.
Great Assistant. Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's lives in Kansas City. It's obviously fully remote. And yeah, it's been great. They do like a personality test, more than like a Myers-Briggs thing. So just trying to figure out like, okay, you two are going to be working very closely together. Like you should know strengths and weaknesses to make sure they're compatible and just how to adapt to each other. And so the one of the big things that jumped out was like, is really helpful to know. And she's aware of it too. I think for both of us, the test helped us kind of like put into words things we already knew about ourselves. Where for her, it was just like, I really hate not knowing what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, not just having like, I don't want to just have a general idea of where to go. Like, I just like, I want clearer steps. And so I was like, okay, like with that in mind, we probably shouldn't have you like ramp up on more ambiguous projects until I'm back to be able to like give you the context you need. And so that was helpful. But yeah, it's been great experience so far. We're still like very early days. Questions about that? I can talk more about that. But like, also been thinking about delegating in other parts of the business. But really, I just feel like until I get a lot of my like overwhelm comes from the lack of like this unwieldy inboxes, where it's like I leave to-dos in Gmail, I leave them in Slack, where I'll be like, oh, remind me about this and all that. And it's like, it just stresses me out and I just won't deal with any of it. And so it's like, okay, just get through that, like suck it up for the first day. It was like an hour. And we didn't get close to putting a dent in it. Second day, much better. Third day, got through it all. And now it doesn't even take that much time, but it's just like we're able to stay on top of it really easily. And it makes such a difference.
The beginning of this whole conversation was around the fact, like on Twitter, was around the fact that I got to inbox zero last week. Right. So I tweeted about it. Right. And I've been following this guy, Justin Welsh. He's like a sales guy who's now kind of like
content stuff.
Yeah, content and info product stuff. So like I've had a couple of calls with him. He's a really, really smart guy. But he talks about the value of his VA. And so that got me thinking like, oh, maybe that would be. Because I think that like when you look at like delegation or prioritization, it's either like have a process or system or have software help you with it, you know, or have a person help you with it, you know. And so like I kind of go back and forth on like which one I think is best. I do think that like having an assistant would be really helpful for me. He found his assistant through Zirtual. And so I checked them out. They have like fractional offerings starting at like $500 a month. So like not super expensive. I had a call with them this week. And it's interesting because like one of the things I would like them to do is pay all of our contractors, because we have like...
I'd be hesitant about that. Just like anything with payroll.
Yeah. And so they're like, we don't do it. I was like, okay, that's a bummer, because that would be really helpful. I mean, it's like they send me an invoice and like I pay it through Payoneer or whatever. Like I'm not super worried about that.
No, I know, but yeah.
Echoing what you're saying, like it's all like inbox and calendar and like task management stuff. And And so my hesitation was like, one, I went in there with like, it would be cool if they could do some social media stuff for me. And it would be cool if they could pay our team. They can't do either of those. So I was like, bummer. But I think I got to get, I talked in our last episode about like, we've been working really calmly lately. And I got to get a little further down that road to where I can then have the mental space to bring on an assistant. So I think it's something that you've been talking about for like months, yeah. You know, it is like, you're just not ready to bring this person on and spend that hour, you know? And I think that's a really big part. It's like an assistant is only successful if you're able to spend the time, or they make you take the time to work with them and delegate and be more productive than you'd be by yourself. And if you're going to fight that, then it's gonna be a bad situation. It sounds like you're on the other side of that already, which is super cool. And I'm jealous because I'm not there yet.
No, and like, I think there's a lot to it because like you've said, like productivity has always been a sore spot for me where I read the books, do all these things, but I just struggle every day to like follow the things I know I should be doing. And maybe I can get started. Like one of the most impactful things has been simple. Like the book was like Gary Keller, The One Thing. It's nothing complicated, but it's just like, just do the most important thing first. And for me, like that is basically as far as I can get, but it made a huge difference because it's like, okay, like the day always falls apart for me after lunch. Like, so just make sure I get the most important thing done before that. And then like whatever else happens, happens. But I knew there was more I could do than that, but just was banging my head against the wall, not making progress. And I don't know. I just feel like having the accountability has been big. And then over time, it'll be working to delegate more of that off. But I think what I realized when I was being like honest with myself is that so many of it's like when I got on the call, Tim Francis, the guy who started Great Assistant, definitely like in the info marketing world, like really sharp, but like his clients are kind of more consultants and that sort of thing. But it was like talking to him before getting together the job posting and everything else for the assistant. And it was just like really a focus on the repeatable tasks. And it's like in my head, that's what overseas assistants are more geared towards, the things that you can write down like a very clear process for. But kind of ran into that with this again. I was like, oh shit, like if I just have to document everything, it's not going to be worth it. And I still feel that way. But it forced me to realize that so much of the stuff that I like, even the repeatable stuff, just doesn't take that much time. Like I'm the one that runs payroll for our contractors. It takes me maybe probably not half an hour every other week. And like that is a half an hour that like, sure, I could get other time on, but the risk of handing over financial control to someone else is super high, where it's just like, I'm going to own that for a very long time. And it is what it is. But then there's like other things where I'm like, well, like really what it comes down to is I was like, I'm not so busy that I need to just hand off everything on my plate. It's like, no, like I just need to hold myself accountable and get these easy things done rather than just like letting them pile up in the back of my head and then just stress me out when I'm should be focusing on X, but I'm thinking about A, B, and C over here and all of that. So it's like, it's more the procrastination. And this is, I've just kind of like structured this in a way for now where it just forces me to like, I'll just look like an idiot if I'm like, like I don't want to deal with this right now. And I'm sure I'm going to have off days where I'm just like, I'm not going to deal with it right now. But just being able to like, look like Madison, like this is the goal of this. And just being really honest, just like, I'm not good at doing these things immediately. I let them sit in the inbox for too long. So like, if it's going to take a few minutes, I'm going to do it right now. And you're going to kind of just like watch. I'm going to narrate what I'm doing and then we'll go to the next one. And for some of the things that take longer, the hack to inbox zero, if this is a bigger task, like I just put it in Notion and archive it, but that makes it so like Notion is the where I keep all my to-dos. And so that's been nice, but I don't know. Yeah, I've just kind of accepted this is how my brain is wired. These are the things I'm not good at and I'm sure I can improve on that. I'm working on it, but like, what are the ways that we can just deal with this in the meantime?
Yeah. Two things that makes me think about is one is when I got to inbox zero and I kept it there for like 2 days and now it's back to 20 or whatever. But like I noticed almost immediately how my stress level went down because like The only reason you keep emails around is because you don't know what to do with them, right? Or they're a thing, or they're complicated, or involve somebody else, or you just don't want to do it.
Exactly.
And I know that, like, I see that tab and I see that little fucking icon and that number next to it. And I go, I don't want to go there. You know? Yep. And like,
but you think of like the worst. You're like, oh, like this is, and it's like, it's just never
easy. Oh, this email from this enterprise customer, they're going to be mad. But you open the email and they're like, oh, this is great. It worked, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, to me, just plowing through and getting it done made such a difference. And so I totally hear where you're coming from. And like the other, of just like you being accountable to someone else to make you do like what is, you know, maybe kind of a hard thing psychologically. And the other thing that makes me think is like the times I've been happiest with like business decisions or strategies has been like around following this like who, not how thing, mm-hmm. right? So this is a book, Who, Not How, or the Who method or something like that. It's basically like, I'll have to look up which one I'm talking about. But the essence is not like, our job is not to figure out how to solve a problem, but who can help me solve this problem. And that's what you're saying makes me think about is like, you don't need to figure out productivity and accountability. You need a person to figure that out for you and with you. And
or if I've already figured out, but I'm not doing it, I need to have, it's like getting a personal trainer. It's like getting someone who's like, even if they're not forcing you to do it, but having them there, paying them to be there is getting you to do it. Like, that's like, I just need to do it.
Yeah. And yeah. Totally. Totally. Yeah. Yeah. So like the places I've seen the biggest, like leverage, I think is an overused term, but like the biggest return on things I've done in business is when, yeah, a person owns a thing and they're the path to getting that outcome you want. And that's what it sounds like with you. So yeah, I mean, I'm going on vacation soon. Maybe like maybe after that, I'll take a look at this again seriously. And the nice thing again about like for me about like Zirtual is you can start at like a couple hours a day and they can ramp up like from there. And so like that seems pretty appetizing to me because then it's not like this pressure of like, what am I going to do to fill 8 hours a day of someone's time like that? To me, that's super intimidating. So if that, I have to do that also, that's cool. That freaks me out too.
And so like part of it for this week, I was like, oh shit. Like in my head, I was like, oh, I won't be working, but I'll be able to like get together some things to hand off to Madison in like the first few weeks of the baby being here. I was like, that didn't happen. But as I started thinking more like what I really cared about, it's like, oh, okay. Like I want Notion to be the single source of truth. I use Notion like a shitty mashup between Trello and Google Docs. There's better ways of doing it. And so I got her, it's a Marie, she's in the MicroConf world, Notion Marie Mastery. Poland.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, like, okay, this is like, it's kind of a shortcut for me, but like, it's beneficial for all of us. So I just like bought her the course and was like, okay. In the meantime, like I don't have enough time to get everything together for you. So it's like work on this and update me each day, like on how it's going. And the goal is for you to just like eventually just tell me like, oh, we could probably set it up this way. We could set up like, and I really want Madison to, she's going to be on most of the calls that I'm on. She'll be keeping things updated in Notion and just making it all like all the things I'm on our process docs, we say we're supposed to be doing, but like we all just are bad at. It's like she'll be taking a lead on those things and keeping the system in motion. And I guess the other part on delegation has been, yeah, it's been thinking about other hires for the company. And I realized like I just always default to, it's the same thing like when you and I talk or when I talk to anybody else, like, it's just so much easier to see things like what I think are like objectively when you're not the one like right in it all. And so for me, it's like I can look at the model team, the front end team, back end, whatever else, and be like, oh, like I see the sticking points. Like, how can we like plug those gaps? But then I just like ignore marketing and support. And so really came to terms with that. And I had sort of said that before, but kind of went back on it and this and that. And so really have come around. It's like, no, like it's insane that we don't have more help. And I don't think it's hiring more like marketing help. What it is that, again, just realizing all these things that have been assigned to me, like they just aren't getting done. They're not going to get done. And so I still will want to be that head of marketing, and I will lead strategy, and I will give feedback. But the plan is to get Jordan to take over as much of those projects as he can, to hire specialists to do the things that might not be in his wheelhouse. And then for the things that like he can do, like the copywriting stuff where it's like, I'm going to be like super picky about it. Some of it matters. A lot of it doesn't. Like on the website copy, like I'm still probably going to own that. I just have to, and I will get that done.
Yeah.
But like for the weekly emails, the ephemeral things that like whatever, like what I said is like the plan will be get the draft of the email done by Wednesday. And the plan will be for me to give feedback by the next day. And if I don't, you're going to send it. And like, so it's sort of just like setting it up. Because right now what it is it's, he'll get something together for my feedback. And then I just like, don't give the feedback. And then it doesn't get done. So it's like, no, like,
right.
I know right. His work is good enough that it's not like, it should be able to be sent. And so it'll kind of set things up in motion so that we'll be moving the ball forward in those areas. I can have my input where I think it matters. We can bring in experts where elsewhere. And then it's just figuring out, okay, what do we need to take off of Jordan's plate to make it so he can get to that spot? And so how to call with someone today who I think can help in that area. But like, that's really the missing piece that we're looking for now, is someone to take over a lot of the day-to-day that Jordan's been doing. But I think when they do that, they'll be able to be more effective there. So Jordan, probably the biggest time commitment he has is he hosts office hours for our customers every day. It's at least an hour long. And then he'll timestamp it, get it uploaded to YouTube. Madison helps with a lot of that now, but like there's still a lot of work around his clicking the questions and everything else, following up to people in support who ask the questions and that sort of thing. And so what I want to do though is have someone take that over from Jordan, but that person will be more directly involved in support, because we just like, the goal for office hours was, oh, like this will give support a library of videos that they can reference whenever someone asks a strategy question. And like theoretically, yes, but it's not organized in a way that really works. The support team doesn't know what Jordan's covered, so they would have to either watch all the videos or Jordan have to index them all. And like, that just seems nuts when we could just have one person host office hours and be kind of like a lead support agent, because they would just know what they've covered. Yep. So like, that's kind of the position we're looking for now. We'll see how soon we move, but definitely excited to just start getting more strategic about how we're handling responsibilities on the marketing support and success side. Because when that's just one person, they can actually like work on upselling and other things that we just don't do at all right now.
Yeah, I like that approach a lot. And I was talking to someone about making it. They were like, hey, how do we hire a marketing person? I was like, because I've made this mistake now twice. It's like you think that a person, right, a single person can solve all of your marketing needs. And I think the reality is, and this might be a bold statement, unless you can hire like a team of five people, you're better off hiring nobody and you being the marketing manager and hiring five freelancers.
Assuming you have the ability for it.
And I think I do, and you do.
No, too. No. Like, it's like, I think for us, that's the case. But I think, yeah. And like the way I've seen not that I followed a ton of this stuff too closely, but it was like with Podia, Spencer hired Len Marketing like right out of the gate. I think he raised a small seed, hired Len immediately as CMO. And then I was like, oh, it's like, Len, like, how are you doing this? Like, do you then like build a big team? He's like right now, like, no, I'm going to be the strategist. And then I'm not the one doing it all, but like, we will work with agencies. We'll work with specialists to handle this. And it's like, you need someone, you either need to be that person who can coordinate it all and like know what to hire for and do it on project basis, whatever else, or you've got to bring in someone at like a very high level, like a Len, who will have equity and like can actually like own that. But it's just, I think the mistake we make a lot in not just in marketing, but really in any part, is just assuming like a senior person can just figure it all out. And that is not at all the case. Like a senior marketer, a senior developer, whatever else, some of them are also very strategic. But that is not necessarily like the case. Like you could have someone who's very strategic as like a CTO, who's not a great programmer. You could have someone who's not a great writer, but is very good at like architecting a marketing strategy and all that. And it's like, you need that strategic person. And then you need to, them to know how to like manage and hire with. And like, for us, we're fortunate where we can be that people. So like, I've accepted, like, I'm going to be in that role for a long time because we're not at a scale where it makes sense to hire a very expensive person when I think I can do it well. But for me to do that, I need to offload a good amount of the other stuff from my plate.
One more reason I think it's okay for folks like us is I don't think there is the amount of marketing that we need to do to match like our product and the size of our market.
Right.
Like your HubSpot or your Canva that we talked about in the last episode, you should be publishing 10 articles a month and doing all this crazy link building and stuff like that. But like for you and me, like, there is just this body of marketing work that needs to get done, you know? And it is
right,
not
there's
five full-time people.
Like, right.
Yeah, it's not five full-time people worth of work. It's, say, a person and a half, you know? And you can make that a full-time person and a couple of contractors or five contractors working, you know, a third of the time a week or something like that. And I think that's why it kind of makes sense. And I think that scales pretty far, right? Like, I don't think the amount of marketing we will need to do will change if we're a $5 million business. Like, it'll change a little bit, but not three times or whatever, you know?
No, and it probably won't be more thing. It'll probably won't be like you're adding all these new channels. So just be like, okay, like, we've really figured out this SEO. Like, we've even developed our SEO strategy even more. Let's build out that team a bit more. It's not like you're adding all these different spokes to it. But
totally.
The last thing, I know we're going long, but it's just like, to me, I won't do a full Andy rant, but the project management side of it is real. But one of the traps I fell into before was like, okay, like, we need a project manager because I'm spending so much of my time trying to keep track of all these moving pieces. And then we would have someone from our team, there's multiple different people at different times, so like kind of take over different responsibilities. But at our scale, a project manager just makes zero sense because unless they are a head of whatever, they need to still go to you to get the strategy. And you can tell them a strategy and then they can understand it. But when the individual contributor has questions, the project manager is probably not going to be able to answer. So you have to go back to you. So all you're doing is adding like an extra step in the game of telephone. And you're just like slowing everything down. So like we had been doing that. I was like, oh, like this is just not working. And yes, like I would love to offload this, but no, like I'm a manager. Like that's just like, that has to be my job until, or if we sometimes get to a spot where we can bring in someone who can really lead it and can answer the technical questions if they're on the dev side or the marketing, whatever else. But that was one of like the traps I kind of fell into along the way.
Yeah. That's good to hear though. I mean, and Madison should be able to help on that front in several ways. So that's
exactly
makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so pretty excited about where things are going. We got football next month.
There was a game last night. What the heck? It's preseason already? It's like the first week.
It's kind of wild. And every year it like pisses me off more and more. I'm like, ah, guys, like, come on. But yeah, preseason started. Fortunately, it's not like too big. Yeah. We're all like,
wild.
It's all football right now for us. So
cool. Yeah. Awesome, buddy.
Hey, it was good. Good catching up. Thanks everyone for listening. And we'll be back next week.